Well, it came out the sky, landed just a little short of moldy. Jody fell out of his track, I couldn't believe what he'd seen. Laid on the ground, shaking for fear of his life. Then he ran all the way to town, screaming it came out of the sky. Well, a crowd gathered round, and the scientists stared at the Martian. The spirit came down and made a speech about raising the Mars tax. Vatican said, what the Lord has come. Hollywood rushed out and it made films. Running the popular said it was a communist plot.
Open your earballs. You're listening to the Unblinking Ear podcast, heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available for free subscription via the iTunes store. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator. Did I forget to say the clatter that matters? Yes, I did. The Unblinking Ear podcast, the clatter that matters. Back with the new installment. This is always a good installment. It's the first edition of the podcast of the new year, which means I've gone over a lot of people's best of the year lists. Check out any records I missed. So it's always a nice, tight, tight podcast. Lots of good stuff. And yeah, this year's no different. Though some of these records I don't, you know, it's not that I didn't hear them, I just never got around to playing them earlier in the year. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get into what we heard, such as what we just heard from Dead Tenants. We heard the song Right Brigade. That is from a new split CD or cassette with the band Drome. Dead Tenants' side is called 10 Dead Ants. And that's new on the Super Secret label. It just came out last month. And Dead Tenants and Drome are on tour right now. If you're listening to this the day it's released, they are playing Richmond, Virginia tonight. And we'll be in New York on Saturday. I might be at that show. I don't know. We'll see. Before that, we heard from Negative Space with a track called... Well, it's just called B2 because Negative Space does not believe in naming their songs. Or if they do, they don't believe in telling the people listening to them what the name of the songs are. That's from a self-titled 7-inch EP. It came out last year on the Grave Imprint label. Debut 7-inch from this Kent, UK band. Somewhere in Kent. I think Kent is a... it's not a city. It's like a territory? I don't know. Anyway, they've also got a tape that came out back in 2015. Great, great stuff. I was I actually had to revise my best singles of the year list once I heard this. That's how much I was impressed with it. Before that, Rick and the Pigs with Vile Order. That's from the Life's a Bust 7-inch. Came out last year on the Feel It label. One of three 7-inches released last year from this Olympia, Washington rock band. Before that, Dow Jones and the Industrials with Set Yourself on Fire. That's from the collection Can't Stand the Midwest, 1979 to 1981, out on the Family Vineyard label. Came out back in September. Collection of the, I believe, the complete recordings of this West Lafayette, Indiana punk band. They put out a single, an LP, and this song, this comp has both of them plus some unreleased and rare songs like their contributions to the Red Snurts comp. So really great stuff from them. Before that, an Indiana band of more recent vintage, we heard Cowboys with Mint Condition. That's from a self-titled LP that came out last year on the Lumpy label. The Cowboys hail from Bloomington. This record was their debut vinyl. Prior to that, they'd released a bunch of cassettes. I believe many of these songs on this LP, if not all of them, are from those tapes, so this is sort of a comp, their debut vinyl. But I could be wrong on that. There did seem to be some overlap, though. At the top of the set, we heard from the Scientists with It Came Out of the Sky. That's from the collection A Place Called Bad. It came out last year on the Numero group label. Great reissue of the Scientists work from 1979 to 1985. It's available on either a double LP or 4 CD. I believe the 4-CD set is pretty much their complete work during that time. The double LP is just highlights from this seminal Perth, Australia band. All right, that's it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is a record that many people had in their top lists of the year. And had I heard it earlier, I might have revised my top list of the year. I liked it that much. It is from Omni, here on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
Oh, fall into plastic. Absolve them.
Compassion.
Church on domain pitches. That's the space of the year. That's the space of the year. That's the space of the year. That's the space of the year.
Got it.
shiny.
Listening to the Emily Kinnear podcast, and we just heard from TV Pop with Double Acting. That's from a compilation called Subnormal Girls DIY Post-Punk 1979 to 1984 Volume 2. Came out back in November on the Waiting Room label. It is a collection of female-fronted DIY and post-punk, as you might have gleaned from the title. As you also might have gleaned from the title, it's the second volume of this. The first came out back in 2015. A mere 300 copies of this, and some really good stuff on here. The song we heard from TV Pop, they are a Danish band, released a 7-inch and a tape back in 1982. And that's about all Discogs would tell me about them. Before that, a band called Dr. Identity with a song called Quiet Monster. That's from a demo that came out last year. Self-released by the band, debut cassette from this Portland band. Only made 100 copies. There are 9 left, according to their Bandcamp, which is DrIdentity.bandcamp.com. That's DR as in doctor. And also available as a Name Your Price download for those of you who are cheapos, don't want to pay for the tape, and pay nothing for the download of this demo. I did notice Dr. Identity in their band photo. Members of the band were wearing both Pagans and Pylon t-shirts, pretty much guaranteeing that I was going to love this band. Prior to that, we heard from Midnight Minds with Baptist Gardens. That's from their debut album, If You Can't Find a Partner, Use a Wooden Chair. Came out on the Mystery Plane Tapes label, though it is an LP, vinyl 12-inch. Midnight Minds hail from London and feature former members of Black Time, I'm told, though they have the aliases Baron Saturday and Private Sorrow. If you are a fan of the Pretty Things SF Sorrow album, you will get those references. And if you don't, it doesn't really matter. Before that, we heard from The Features with City Scenes. That's from a collection called X Features on the Flying Nun label. Features were this Auckland, New Zealand post-punk band put out two EPs in 1980, a 7-inch and a 12-inch, newly reissued. And that song reached number 32 in the New Zealand charts back in 1980. So there's a little info for you. At the top of the set, we heard from Omni with Eyes on the Floor from the album Deluxe, came out last year on Trouble in Mind. Debut LP from this Atlanta band, featuring former members of Deer Hunter, who I know, and Carnivores, who I don't. But I really like this record a whole bunch, this Omni record. Probably would have made almost definitely would have made my top records of the year had I heard it before I made that list. Anyway, that is it for this edition of the podcast, just about. I'll remind you, you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear. You can always rate and review the podcast on iTunes. And Unblinking Ear Records.bandcamp.com. The office supplies tapes are ready if you've gotten one. Well, if you've ordered one, you should have them by now. If you're waiting to order one, I've got them in stock, so please get your copy. Only 100 of those. And we also have Unblinking Ear tote bags. It's a deal where you can get a tape and a tote bag for one low price. So head on over to unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com and check out that deal. I'm going to leave you with something from one of the more critically acclaimed albums of the year. Heron Oblivion released their self-titled debut on Sub Pop earlier in the year. And never got around to playing it. Did like the record, but I'm playing it now. This San Francisco band features members of Esper's, Comets on Fire, and Sick Alps. The song we're about to hear is called Sudden Lament, to close us out. Thank you for listening, everyone, and take care.